Yeah, I took summer classes.
It's always just like real, you know, like art class and, you know, the fun stuff. Physical education. Play some sports.
I always took, like, we have a bunch of Apple IIs here. Do you just want to fuck with them for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I played a lot of work in those summer classes.
Yeah. I got to a point where I had, like, a decent little catalog of Apple II discs, even though I didn't have an Apple II.
Yeah.
Like, various stuff I'd come into contact with, bootleg copies of games.
Yeah, we had an Apple II in my house when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. That was the computer I learned how to use a computer on.
Yeah. I've been thinking about buying one lately.
Can you find one, like, in decent working condition these
sure.
days?
Sure, yeah.
I suppose you can find just about anything somewhere.
But then, you know, it's one of those things where the Apple II is so well emulated that it's sort of...
It is. It's one of the easiest things to find decent emulations of.
But there is a really cool... I guess it'd be a card that you insert where you would put, like, the disk drive card or something like that is just an SD card.
Hmm.
You can then put images of floppy disks like you would run an emulator onto and boot them on a real Apple II. Which I always thought was the craziest, coolest shit ever.
Yeah.
The cartridge for the Commodore 64 that more or less does the same thing. Real just crazy.
Speaking of cartridges, have you thought about getting one of those, like, retro... Duo or one of those machines.
The Retron,
or any of those. I keep seeing people talking about them like they're really good, but I haven't really done much investigating of them.
So there's a Retron 3 that we were using recently. Peter has the new one on his desk. It seems kind of crappy.
Yeah? Is it just like kind of chintzily made or...?
It's an emulation box. Like, it's spinning on HDMI, and that's cool, but it's, like, it's an Android-based, like, emulator thing.
Right.
So, like, yeah, it'd be handy in some cases, but...
I have a bunch of NES games. I don't have a working NES right now. I have a NES, but it is sporadically functional.
Mm-hmm.
My Super Nintendo works fine.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I think, you know, it'd be fine for stuff like that, you know, and...
I would just like to be able to bust out, you know. I mean, granted, yes,
you should
I
get
could
that fucking
stuff, but
$600 aluminum fucking.
I saw that
Nintendo
one too.
Instead,
yeah,
because that thing is real hardware. Well, whatever. Most of the shit you're playing is not gonna fucking. It's not gonna matter,
right?
If it's real hardware or not. I mean, the emulation is so fine that
I do like a thing that spits out HDMI, even if it's not really, you know, for a game that benefits that much from it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I have a Retrode, which is a USB device that is basically a SNES and Genesis cartridge port.
Mm-hmm.
And you can plug adapters into it to handle other cartridges, and it basically just lets you dump carts, so you can, you know, run those in an emulator,
right.
guilt-free, I suppose, whereas the Retron 5 is just a temporary dump.
All about that temporary dump.
So. Yeah. And there's some weird stuff with it where, like, it has to identify your cartridge against a database of known cartridges.
Right.
So, like, in cases where, you know, it's not seating properly, you know, like weird stuff that can go wrong because of that. It's all kind of just edge cases and shit like that, but it's all just, like, little things. It's like, I go, yeah, it's... Because it's Android, someone will eventually just hack it to just load ROMs off of the SD slot or USB slot or something, whatever it's got, and then it'll just be here's every game ever. But it would be really convenient just to have something that can, like, load cartridges. Just like, I need to see if this thing works. Like, let me make sure this game works, or this, or...
Yeah, I actually don't know if half the cartridges I have even, like, still function or not. Because I haven't been able to, like, use them in anything that worked in a while.
Yeah.
And it's like, some of those, you know, Nintendo cartridges I got at, like, flea markets for hella cheap. So, you know, I've never really had a good way to test to see if they worked or not.
Yeah.
I need to know if my copy of G.I. Joe for Nintendo Entertainment System works or not.
Yeah. Whole thing just seemed like shoddily made when I was looking at it. I spent a ton of time looking it over, but between that and talking to Peter, who used it a bunch, it's just like, this
doesn't sound like it's worth it.
Yeah, you know, it'd be worth it, I think, as long as, you know, you go in with your expectations set appropriately. Like, sure. It's not some magic fucking box that does everything. That's the thing, is with all that stuff, it's like, you know, how far is far enough for you, for like, what do you consider to be like the real thing, and how much value do you place on that versus, you know,
I would just like something I could plug into my TV that will let me play those cartridges,
sure,
without having to like rebuy a bunch of shit on Virtual Console that may not even be available on there.
Right,
that's really all I'm looking for.
Yeah,
I don't need it to be the ultra authentic experience. At this point, I can barely remember what the actual authentic experience even was.
Sure.
The authentic experience was me listening to fucking cassette tapes of fucking Michael Jackson playing Contra every afternoon.
It's a cassette tape of Michael Jackson playing Contra?
No, I'm listening to Michael Jackson on a cassette tape while playing Contra every afternoon for weeks on end.
Alright.
I don't feel like I really need to recreate that necessarily.
Yeah.
Blasting Dirty Diana while entering in the Konami code.
That sounds filthy.
Yeah.
I think if I played games with other people more often, then I might care about getting those games up and running on a proper television. But as it stands right now, you know, it's like I dumped the stuff that I own and all the weird prototypes that I have and stuff. And I can just run it on a PC.
Yeah. this afternoon.
I think we probably have time for it.
I just had that box office bomb recording with Rory, but that's gonna be at like 11, so.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to edit and post the Powerbomb cast today, so we can post that tomorrow.
Yeah, cool.
Need to get a real theme song for that podcast at some point. As much as I have enjoyed using 8 and 16-bit versions of wrestling theme songs, I think I'm starting to run low on those.
We can just load up the royalty-free library and type wrestling into it and see what comes back.
Sure.
It's always fun.
Isn't that what the WWE does now? They just look, pull up royalty-free libraries and like, well, that looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It might be what the Harlem Heat music was.
That would make sense.
Because there was an episode of Kids in the Hall that had that music on it.
I remember.
Yeah.
It was the Scott Thompson.
Yes.
The model.
Yeah.
Francesca Fiore.
Yeah.
It was her perfume commercial. That's what it was. I remember.
Yeah. I remember being really fucking confused by that whole thing. It's like,
me too.
Why is the Harlem Heat music playing? What is?
I've heard the main Hardy Boys theme in a lot of weird stuff, too. Like, as just a, you know, like, background music in various things.
Huh. I don't remember the Hardy Boys.
I mean, it was just generic Bud Rocky sounding stuff.
Yeah.
From the early 2000s, but, like, I know I've seen that in various promotional capacities of wrestling.
Huh. Not to travel overseas in the immediate future.
Oh. That's an unfortunate reason.
Please understand that it is business as usual for Mr. Iwata, and he continues his normal duties as president.
Did they actually put please understand?
They did. Yeah, that's actually in this email that Kotaku apparently received.
Huh. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not doing a press conference, so I can understand why maybe it's not as vital for him to be there, but...
Yeah. Do a quick look of 1001 Spikes.
Oh yeah, Brad's been playing that and yelling at that a lot. I'll give Brad credit for this. As much as people like to, you know, do the Brad at games thing, he does not back down from a challenging game put in front of him.
Yeah, he likes that stuff.
He likes to put the effort in.
Thank you. I have a Pushmo World code. I just need to boot up my Wii U and redeem it. I remember to bring all that in tomorrow. Maybe we can record that before we go.
That'd be good.
Adam spent some time staring over the guest list for a live show.
Yeah, it's looking pretty solid now.
Yeah.
Patrick seems to have gotten most of those out of the way yesterday. I left in a couple of extra ones yesterday.
Questions and hopefully record the answer to some questions before we take off also.
Yeah.
Satellite radio stuff's weird because they have to support all the old hardware that's out there.
Right.
So even though they're the same company, they have, like, slightly different channel lineups depending on, like, what hardware you have or something.
Yeah. I mean, are there just, like, certain channels that don't
I think
work?
So, yeah.
Weird.
Like, some of it's just, like, different numbers for channels, but then I want to say some of it is just, like, there are still slight differences between them or something.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Weird. Yeah.
He's wearing a sleeveless jean jacket in there.
I couldn't tell. He was wearing a very ratty old baseball cap, though.
Yeah.
He appeared to have some longish, stringy hair.
Yeah.
I think the jean jacket would just put too fine a point on it.
Yeah, maybe you're right. The jean jacket was, like, exuding from his person.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to wear one.
Yeah. He basically is one.
Some random, like, not necessarily reputable wrestling site this morning.
Oh, so most wrestling sites then?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Triple H called a backstage meeting to say this television is shit.
I saw that.
I was like, yeah. Seems like a pretty believable rumor in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. If you want to tell me that Triple H would like TV to be better and that Vince McMahon perhaps is something of a roadblock to all of that, then yeah, I could maybe see that. A weird, doddering old man. I mean, of course, he's probably not the best thing for the product right now.
Yeah, I wonder.
I mean, he's still super hands-on with everything.
Yeah.
Like, you, did you see that that episode of SmackDown that was
nope.
Like the well, so they.
Oh, the one that the yeah, one, I heard about it, but I didn't actually see it.
Like, there's a bit at the end where Michael Cole is like. Being told over the headset by Vince to, like, you know, say something that he has said, like, a million times. And he's like, are you sure you want me to say it again? Because I've said it, like, a shitload of times tonight. And then, like, seconds later, he's like, mm-hmm, yes, okay, sir. Yes, sir. I understand, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was an interesting watch. I mean, you know, not a great episode of television or anything, but it was just fascinating to see it, like, unedited like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, what else was there in there that was...
None of the crowd noise was edited. You could see, like, you know, just the flow of the show was a little ragged in places.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a dark match attached to it that, you know, you wouldn't have seen on TV otherwise.
Right, right.
There were a few other things here and there. Like, there was some commentary stuff that would pop in that was clearly, like, this is not meant for television, but...
Yeah.
Still interesting.
And satellite radio.
How do you bootleg satellite radio? Do you just get, like, a bootleg receiver?
I don't know.
listen to Ozzy's Boneyard without having to pay that.
I know, right? Fuck you, Ozzy Osbourne. I guess, like, so those radios work or don't work because signals get sent from space to activate and deactivate radios.
Right.
So the theory is that you just get a radio and then turn it off, disconnect it the whole time, that they would be sending the signal that would kill your radio. And then it never gets killed. Interesting.
That's weird. So literally you just have to have it off at the time when they would be sending that signal.
I guess
signal.
So. Yeah.
Weird.
Strange. No calls today because we're not in my car, so none of the phone stuff is all hooked up, so.
We'll do that tomorrow. Get our test calls on Saturday.
Mule for the Commodore 64. Any thoughts on playing it? Yes, I enjoy playing it.
About Mule.
It's a good game. Mule's a good game.
I think Mule was also a rank on the old GameSpot forums.
Yeah, probably.
And now I'm probably realizing that you probably broke a lot of those, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah, it was mostly me and Greg, I think, playing those out.
That fits.
Coming up on the bridge, so let's open the floor for some more questions. People got questions.
Yeah.
People talking about Don Matrick. He's a gangster.
He's still singing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and his magnificent hair helmet.
Yep. I was talking to someone from Zynga who said it was actually really refreshing to have him there.
Yeah.
And he kind of came in and said, like, maybe make better games instead of...
I'm glad someone over there said it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, it seemed like it was giving developers cover to take a little bit longer and do a little bit better with their work. Instead of just blasting out whatever bullshit they thought would make money.
Yeah, I mean, Don Matrick never seemed like a bad dude. He just seemed kind of out of touch with a lot of things. He was working at Microsoft.
He
was never a good spokesperson for Microsoft.
He has a pretty legit background in actual development, so it's...
I still think Phil Spencer is a pretty good step up as far as, like, having a face of that brand.
Yeah, seems that way.
Yeah.
I don't really know Phil well.
I don't know well either, but, like, he's always come off like someone who knows what he's talking about and is actually really invested in the development side of things.
So they put out PC drivers for the Xbox One controller today?
I did, but that was coming, right? Like, everyone knew that was coming eventually.
I mean, it was, like, eventually, but it was something that they hadn't really talked about in a long time, so yeah. It was kind of surprising that it just appeared.
I kind of got used to using the PS4 controller on my PC.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather use my PS4 controller, but the weird...
The app thing.
Fake drivery thing. Yeah. Like, I messed with it for a while, and I was like, this is kind of a hassle.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Xbox One controller plenty. I think I've gotten a little more accustomed to the PS4 one at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
It is great to have two systems that just have good controllers. Just gotta fuck that DualShock 3.
I haven't tracked it down, but there's someone saying it here now that, like, EA might have a game from Criterion at the show this year, which I'd...
Like, the skeletal remains.
I don't know.
Criterion
I don't
got
know.
Together and made a thing.
I have no idea.
Weird. Fuck it, here's this HD re-release of Burnout 2. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Down two or three?
Three.
Okay.
Three was Takedown, four was Revenge, and then Riot was Paradise.
I don't think I actually played that much Burnout 2, though. Takedown was the one that got me on board.
Yeah, three is, I mean, that's... Yeah, the first two games were really good, but...
Yeah. I just can't imagine what that would be, but,
yeah, who knows?
Could have just been something they were finishing up before the Nexus.
Well, they were supposedly working on a project, that's the thing, is, you know, like, when Alex was still there, and Fiona, like, they were talking like they had a project, ever,
yeah.
If it was real or if it would ever actually see the light of day. Correctly, they were out there saying that it was not a driving game.
Hmm.
Or a sequel to Black.
Right. That's kind Which, of good, but...
The only stuff that Criterion's done. But yeah, it was a super, super small crew after they formed Ghost Games. It seemed like that was like, alright, everyone that's going to be working on driving games, you're going over here.
Right.
Don't want to do that, or people we don't have spots for. I don't know what the situation was there.
Yeah,
stayed there and did whatever this other thing was. EA EA continues to be a weird fucking company.
It really does.
Like, when you think about E3 and the companies that traditionally show at E3 and like, companies of a certain size, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just kind of...
It's a very awkward position for just about everyone.
I feel like Ubisoft's doing its thing.
Yeah.
They always handle those transitions well. From one console to the next. Yeah, I keep thinking about, like, Eidos, Square Enix, like,
mm-hmm.
like that whole thing. Like,
what's going on over there right now?
Yeah. Like, I think they're doing a Tomb Raider sequel, and they're probably just about ready to announce a Deus Ex sequel.
Yeah.
They were always talking about, like, oh, the future of Deus Ex, and we've got all this other stuff that we're working on for the future of Deus Ex. Like, clearly they were working on something more than just that mobile game.
Yeah.
I guess Square's got Kingdom Hearts or whatever, but, I think IO got out there and said that Hitman was not going to be there, but they are working on a new Hitman.
Right.
Hitman.
Yeah, they sent out that message a while ago. It was like, hey, we're making a sequel. We're a long ways away from showing it. Just wanted everyone to know. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Did you play much Hitman Go?
No.
It's neat. Mm. I liked it.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't there, that fucking, like, multiplayer thing set in the Legacy of Kain universe or something?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that. They, like, announced it, and I don't think they ever really talked about it much after that.
And I guess they would have, whatever that Sleeping Dogs thing is, Triad Wars.
Oh, yeah.
That's them.
Yeah. That's interesting, at least, to me. Having, like, Sleeping Dogs, I'd like to see what they do with a sequel.
I don't know that it's a direct sequel, though.
A follow-up.
Sounded like it was some kind of like weird small multiplayer thing.
If it uses any of the same mechanics, it's still at least kind of interesting.
I thought about reinstalling Sleeping Dogs, and I remembered that the fighting eventually became grating to me, and I didn't.
Final fights in that game are actually really good.
Mm.
Like the last big fist fight. Is fucking brutal. I don't know, the hand-to-hand stuff in that game is what sold me on it. Like,
yeah.
Everything else about it was, like, good to solid, but not necessarily remarkable, but...
It was stuff that I thought was, they crafted really interesting systems that then I grew tired of dealing with
sure.
before the game was over.
I just really like the idea of a hand-to-hand system in an open-world game that felt good.
Yeah. Guys just skateboarding uphill.
Yeah.
A couple of pots. Bought a couple of pots. I need to boil some stuff.
Yeah, that's San Francisco in a nutshell. A 20-something white guy skateboarding uphill with pots in his hand.
Yeah.
Welcome to this city. It fucking sucks now.
It's the secret. It always sort of did.
It did, but I don't know, man.
Like, kind of in that specific way, too.
Yeah, I just feel like it's gotten considerably worse in recent years.
Be really nice. If Nintendo announced a new WarioWare game for the 3DS.
Sure. Did you like Game & Wario?
No.
Okay. I liked it. I think it got a little, like, I burned out on it quickly, but I liked it for the time I was playing it. But yeah, a proper WarioWare sequel. F-Zero sequel, but
yep.
Also I have given up on that F-Zero sequel.
I guess that Borderlands trailer that came out today has some, like, Dance Central mocap in it.
Yeah. Yeah, they called me about that yesterday. And were like... Like, they're not involved in the making of that game or anything. They just decided
right.
to have them
yeah.
help out with some mocap stuff. I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah. Says Rock Band 4, I believe.
You should stop believing.
Just don't.
You should definitely stop believing.
Yeah, I mean, especially for E3 this year. Yeah. Like, no. It's not going to happen.
They just laid off 37 people. They're not going to just announce Rock Band 4 right now.
Yeah. But it is John Drake's birthday, so be sure to give him some grief on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. How old is he now? 15?
I think 16 this year. He's running to drive. Yeah.
The boy's growing up so fast.
Yep.
And by our little boy, I mean my former boss.
Yeah. Die in this tunnel. We're gonna die in this tunnel.
Just like that Sylvester Stallone movie. Stop or my mom will shoot.
Yeah. No chance for Geometry Wars 3. I mean, so they should do that.
Yeah.
What Microsoft should do is go to Activision and say, let us buy Geometry Wars from you. And then we are going to give it back to Stephen Cake Red. Or rather, we will own it and pay him to make a new one. And then they should make a new one.
Yeah. I agree. As much as I liked Rezogun, it scratched that itch for a little while.
Resogun did almost nothing for me. It was like, it's a cool and a really neat idea.
It is a good game.
Oh.
It is a good.
Yeah. I guess word from Buff Bagwell 420 is that Phil Spencer said they had conversations about it, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, probably a case of, like, the amount of money that would be worth to pay for the Geometry Wars IP is not a lot, and Activision probably wanted more.
That seems so out of character for Activision to want a lot of money for something.
Buff Daddy.
Yeah.
Buff is the stuff.
I guess he still indie wrestles sometimes, despite being a gigolo, primarily, as a profession now. Yeah. There's a video of him doing a straight-up flipping, like, Canadian Destroyer on someone, like, recently.
Huh.
Which was a little perplexing.
I liked Buff Bagwell.
Yeah, I mean, he sucked, but he sucked in a way you could kind of get behind.
Yeah.
He's just emblematic of the moment when the NWO started to take a turn for the worse, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't entirely his fault, it's just that he became part of it when it all started going downhill. How long was he in the WWE? For, like, a month?
Yeah, probably. Like, that was that first match. It was Booker T and Buff Bagwell, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It was like the thing that everyone looked at and went like, "Well, nope, this isn't going to work.
He's not going to do it for us."
This Gorilla Monopia says literally one match. Like, maybe.
There you go. Yet they kept Sean Stasiak around for months. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Wasn't Sean Stasiak a second-generation superstar?
Yes.
They love those guys. They love those guys.
They do. Remember when Sean Stasiak was meat?
Yes.
There you go. Two things the WWE loves. Second-generation superstars and one-word names.
Yeah. Test.
Cesaro.
Rusev. I didn't know what they love you more than that is debuting people with two names and then going, wait. Instead of Antonio Cesaro, how about we just call him Cesaro?
Yeah.
We forget that and refuse to acknowledge that it was ever anything ever again.
I think Vince McMahon just thinks names are way harder to remember than they actually are.
A song recently released with Riff Raff and Mac Miller, in which Mac Miller says he's got money like Vince McMahon.
So he just lost a whole bunch of it?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. Stretch here.
Time to attack this day. Just beat the ever-living shit out of it.
Yep. Fuck this day up. Action Bronson is the gold standard for wrestle raps. Yeah, that. Yeah, kinda.
I mean, he just looks like a dude who could be a wrestler.
I mean, he refers to himself as Bam Bam Bigelow on occasion.
There you go.
And then, I don't know if you've heard the song where he just says, hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. I'll hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Hit him with the drop kick, Marty.
This is coming back to me
yeah,
now, yes.
Yeah, that goes a long way.
Okay. I don't know what this truck is doing, but I don't like it.
Marty Jannetty.
It's twice in 2 days that Marty Jannetty has come up in play conversation. Is arguably three too many times. Well, Death's still hanging out over here.
Yep.
I briefly looked up what the Nick Podell company was. Some sort of housing development company.
Yeah. Well, they hurt workers, hurt families, and hurt community, according to this fucking sign. Says, I once touched the bushwhackers.
Yeah.
They were sticky.
That's not really surprising, actually.
Yeah. Building here. I can't figure out, like, this...
Yeah, it's part hard
of the,
to tell.
Part of, I think it's part of the Transbay Terminal or something.
Yeah. After some good giant hole in the ground with some pipes.
Yeah. Thing off.
All right.
So, everybody have a good day. We'll be
later.
Doing some stuff, putting up some business and stuff. We're in the business of stuff.